VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk as we deal with another critical issue to address matters that are going on in our time. Ladies and gentlemen, the tensions that have been building in this nation have really gone off the charts. I mean, there's great political divide, the likes we've not seen in our lifetime. The vitriol is at an all-time high. There's a divide based upon skin color or ideology, as we've seen the rise of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. There's family divide, with family members rising up one against another. There's a great spiritual divide between those who accept the authority of God's word and those who do not. And one of these issues that has sparked the divide and the debate in many areas is that which is referred to as the critical race theory. According to our guest today, critical race theory is a doctrine of devils that is captivating the minds of Americans. Joining us today, we welcome back Dr. David Brown. He is pastor of the First Baptist Church in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He has a master's in theology, a PhD in history. As we've mentioned previous, he has specialized in the history of the English Bible. But in addition to his study of the English Bible, he's also president of Logos Communications Consortium and operates logosresourcepages.org. And as such, between the church, this as well, he is a researcher. He often writes on many relevant topics and preaches on relevant topics in our culture today from a biblical worldview. Pastor Brown, thank you for joining us.
Oh, Jim, thank you for letting me come here. But I just tell you this, a lot of people don't know about what's called critical race theory. I've shortened it CRT, so I might say that through the thing, but critical race theory, Jim, and it's affecting everything.
If you would begin just by setting a biblical foundation for our topic today, because we've been warned in Scripture about this very thing.
Well, we certainly have. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith," and here it is, "giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared," Jim, "with a hot iron." And the critical race theory is one of those doctrines of demons, Jim. It's a philosophy that is of the world.
What propelled these violent protests? What propelled these issues going on in our country?
Well, you know, the agitation of the Black Lives Matter movement has dominated the public discourse in the United States ever since the George Floyd situation in Minneapolis. That certainly was a tragic event. Mr. Floyd's situation is troubling. However, what really concerns me is the legitimacy behind what is called Black Lives Matter. Jim, all lives matter according to the Word of God, but Mr. Floyd's death sparked the fires of violence and police shootings and terrorism that are going in the cities, various places. In fact, I'm thinking about what's going on in Philadelphia. On Monday, there was a man who came at police with a knife, and they urged him to stop, and they shot him, and he was killed. But now one policeman was run over, and there was 30 other policemen who were injured. And I just heard with my own ears a chant in Philadelphia, "Every city, every town, burn the precincts to the ground."
Let's listen to it here. Okay, and this is going on throughout Philadelphia, and the uprising that's taking place once again here in an American city.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there's a Seattle councilwoman, and her name is Kashama Sawant, and she said this: "The left is preparing the ground for a different kind of society, because we are coming for you and your rotten system. We are coming to dismantle this deeply oppressive, racist, sexist, violent, utterly bankrupt system of capitalism, the police state, We cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with a world based instead on solidarity, genuine democracy, equity, and a socialist world.
My. Well, friends, we're going to delve into this even further today on the program. Pastor Braun, when we talk about critical race theory, let's define it. What is it? What is its origins?
Well, the critical race theory is basically this, Jim. As we look at the critical race theory, they are saying this. It's a legal system that institutions are saying that institutions are inherently racist. And instead of being, you know, biologically grounded and natural, they say it's a socially constructed concept. Here it is, that is used by white people for the furthering of their economic political interests at the expense of colored people. And so they're just saying that white people are overtly racist, Jim.
Okay, and this has had a history that's been going on for some time, has it not?
Oh, it's we go back and we can go back. I remember very, very early there was a man named his name was Max Horkheimer. Max Horkheimer, he in the 1930s developed this what was called the critical theory, Jim, before it was called the critical race theory, and it was inspired by the Marxist movement of and a social philosophy, and he called it the traditional and critical theory, and the aim of the critical theory was to create a world, he said, that satisfies the needs and powers of human beings. But here's the deal. He wanted to leave God out. He based his theory on Karl Marx and Sigmund Freud, and he developed a philosophy to change the whole society, and he wanted to change the current social structure of the whole thing, and I'll tell you what, the critical theory came into the critical law theory, which ultimately came into the critical race theory, and this theory, I'll tell you what, it's spreading. It's spreading throughout society. It's in education. It's in government. It's in religion. It's in the media. It's in the workplace and more. In fact, when Donald Trump found out about it, he issued an executive order to quit teaching it to the in the government places there. But they're just kind of holding their breath, hoping he doesn't get reelected, and they'll go back to teaching the critical theory again because they want to change society completely.
Pastor David Braun with us today, and so we heard some key words in that explanation there. There is a definite connection to Marxism, and this is similar to what we've heard from Bill Federer, who's been on this program talking about socialism, but a direct connection to Marxism.
Well, I remember back in the 60s, I was born in 1949, but in the 60s I was growing up, and there was a Marxist leader back then who said this, "The issue is never the issue. The issue is always racism. The issue is always racism, Jim."
Yeah, okay. And we're going to be looking into some of the teachings here, but what this boils down to, everyone's in one of two categories. Either you are oppressed or you are the oppressor.
That's exactly right. You're into that category. You're either the oppressed or the oppressor, depending upon your race, depending upon your class, depending upon your gender or number of other categories. And the oppressed groups are, subjugated, but they don't do it by force, they say. But what they do is they dominate the group for their own ends, Jim. And I just want to say that's a bunch of baloney for me.
Mm-hmm.
God hath made of one blood all nations, red, yellow, black, and white. And we'll talk about that more, but they are redefining racism, Jim, and they're not defining it as we normally did.
Well, let's talk about the teachings, because you've developed several key points of the teachings of CRT, the critical race theory. Let's deal with this first one here. Here's what you say. Racism is present in every aspect of life, every relationship, every interaction. Therefore, its advocates look for it everywhere.
Oh, that's right. And you know how they define that? They use little tricky word games, semantic word games. And when you and I think of what racism is, it's the standard definition, prejudice based upon race and believing that some race or other is superior and others are inferior. That is what the standard is for racism, but that is not how they define racism. I am quoting from their works, and they instead, the critical race theorists say the system of everything that happens in society or the social world and beyond that results any disparity that is at work in favor of racial privilege, Jim. Mm-hmm. Groups on the average, if you would, and it says, or any racial oppression. The person claiming that they experience racial prejudice, and so they got you looking at it every place. They say CRT says the basic human problem is racism, Jim. That's what they're saying. You look for it every place. You look for it in your workplace. You look for it in your school. You look for it in society, in your neighborhood, in your books, in your music, in your food, in your church, in your hobbies, and in yourself. And if you don't look for it, then you have to be a racist or maybe even a white supremacist.
I've never seen racism in my food before, Pastor.
I haven't either, but...
when you say everywhere, you indeed mean everywhere. We hear more and more the term being woke. What does it mean to be woke?
Yeah, we sure hear a lot about that, but woke means literally being alert to injustice in society, especially racism. So that's when the whole answer to their problem is that they need to get woke white people who are looking for it every place, to join the people of color and tear down the existing system and replace it with a new structure run by people of color.
And that's their words.
Yep.
Pastor David Brown with us here today on Crosstalk. We're talking about critical race theory. And folks, this issue has been up front and center in our society today. And so it's being addressed, especially in light of all that's taking place in the cities. So what's taking place here, even in the realm of politics today, what's taking place in the field of education today, it is all around us. We're going to be taking a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be learning more about critical race theory, some additional beliefs and teachings that are coming forth from this movement. And Lord willing, also have time for you to be calling in on the program a little bit later with your questions and brief comments as well. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Pastor David Brown with us. Our topic today, critical race theory. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, as unique as the giraffe is, how did it get its long neck?
Chris, an evolutionary story has it that during drought, those animals with long necks could eat leaves higher up in the trees. They survived while the others went extinct. Even though this story is told and retold in evolutionary circles, it's not even a little bit true. The giraffe has many precise design features to support its body style. For instance, a heart which will pump the blood all the way up to the head, and then traps in the blood vessels to keep the head from exploding when the giraffe puts his head down to drink from the lake. There's much more to a giraffe than just a long neck. Everything about him is designed to be just this. Modern-day giraffes are very well adapted to the environment to fill an ecological niche. They were designed to do so. They did not evolve. And that's how I see it from a back-to-Genesis perspective.
For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
Critical race theory, our topic today. Pastor David Brown, our guest, and helping you to learn more about this because, folks, this issue front and center in society today. Pastor Brown, now I notice the title, Critical Race Theory. Now, a theory is not a proven fact, is it?
That's the whole thing. It is not a proven fact. And, in fact, if you look up the word theory in any dictionary, a theory is a supposition or a system of ideas intended to explain something. Jim, if you look up the synonyms, you can find a synonym. It's speculation, it's conjecture, it's an unproved assumption, Jim.
Aren't we warned in scripture itself against that kind of speculation?
Boy, the Apostle Paul warned his young preacher boy, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust and avoid profane and vain babblings, and here's this, and oppositions of science falsely so-called. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 2. The CRT is conjecture. It's speculation. It's not science. It's not proved. It's built on supposition, Jim, and there's been a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars the government has spent. There's school systems that are trying to push this down the throats of their teachers and want them to then in turn indoctrinate their students. They're bullying their teachers. They're trying to brainwash them about a theory, and a theory is not truth.
Isn't it dangerous to really claim that everyone is racist?
Well, you know, it is very clear. It's we're told to judge righteous judgment, and I was taught by my mom, it's dangerous to say everybody does this or nobody does that. I came home one time and I said, well, everybody is going to that party. And she said, David, no, they're not because you're not. And so truly, that is true. Not everybody is a racist as it is rightly defined. That is just wrong to declaim that everybody is guilty of racism. And we're even told, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man. Whoever thou art that judgest, wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doth the same thing. That's Romans chapter 2 and in verse 1. If you claim that everybody's a racist, that must mean that they're a racist as well. They're not exempt, and so they're inexcusable.
There's another teaching of critical race theory, and that brings up the matter of white privilege. What is white privilege?
Well, that's white privilege refers to the social advantages and benefits that they claim that white people have, it's also called, they'll put fancy names on it, Jim. They'll call it interest convergence thesis. They'll call it material determinism. But it really makes it literally impossible for anybody not to be a racist, because what they're saying is if you're white, you are a racist. And you'll be, if you capitulate to doing what they say to you, then they say, well, that's just proof that you are a racist, Jim.
And people are made to feel guilty for being white.
Well, I'll never forget the picture that I saw. Here is a bunch of white people chained together. By the way, I put it in the booklet. And it says, so sorry. And this shoots through. What they want white people to do is feel guilty for being white, and they want you to apologize for it. This is just Hollywood, the actors and actresses. This one happens to be a Roseanne Arquette, and here's what she said, and I quote, this is from her Twitter. It says, I am sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me, and I feel so much shame. That's insane, Jim.
Yeah.
I had no choice what color I was born. I had no choice in where I was born. And I want to tell you that God hath made of one blood all nations, and regardless of your color, you're created in the image of God. And frankly, I praise the Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care what color you are. Mm-hmm. We're of one blood, all nation. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. We're made in the image of God, and you don't have a choice. I don't have a choice that my relatives were Scottish. I don't have a choice that my relatives were Irish. I don't have a choice that my relatives were Cherokee. Mm-hmm. I have no choice in the matter. I had no choice being born in the United States. So it is totally absurd for me to feel guilty the way that God made me.
And so therefore, there are some, though, that will have the feeling or the belief, hey, the government owes me. Is that a statement anyone can make?
Well, in reality, that's a statement of victimization for sure. I just want you to know that there's a little deep, dirty secret that there are only 13.4% of black people in the United States, and that there are more poor white people than there are black people in the United States. And I just want you to know that God expects us to be diligent. So the government does not owe us a living regardless. He says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat, Jim.
You found a writing from a black author, Carol Swain. Tell us what she had to say.
Yeah, I really appreciate this lady. She has written a great book. It's called Race and Covenant. Now, let me just tell you, Carol is a retired professor of political science and law at Vanderbilt University. And she wrote in her book, Race and Covenant, quote, I was convinced that I was born into a land of opportunity. Hmm. Despite being born black and poor, I learned that one's attitude towards life is far more important than your race or your social class and in determining what you accomplish. Swaim really took the critical race theory to task. She says she's so thankful she didn't believe that early on. She said that critical race theory, quote, only creates anger, frustration, and despondency in a black youth that it purports to help. She went on to say, should we keep telling them that they cannot thrive because of slavery in centuries past and white privilege today? She asked, will this help them? Is it true? She said, I don't think so. Going on to finish up the quote, there are plenty of blacks like me who have come from dire circumstances and have risen above the circumstances of their birth, end quote.
Pastor David Brown with us today. We're talking about critical race theory, and there are those that are propagating the idea that reparations should be paid by the government, should be paid to Native Americans, should be paid to blacks. Is that biblical or is that not biblical?
Oh, no, it's completely unbiblical. Again, I'm just going to push Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. He becometh poor that deal with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. I mean, God expects you to be diligent and to pay reparations. Give me a break. I'm partially Cherokee. And anybody who knows about the Cherokee history, my great-grandfather lived right up in North Carolina at the edge of the Cherokee Reservation. He married a full Cherokee young lady. And that part of my family was marched in the Trail of Tears all the way to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and many of them lost their lives. That has nothing to do with me, Jim. All these things in the past, I mean, you want to go back? What about the Anglo-Saxons taking the Picts and killing a lot of the Picts in England that were the original settlers in England? That is lunacy, Jim. We just need to realize where we are today and move forward for the cause of Christ.
I'd like you to examine, if you would, there's yet another teaching of critical race theory that it is against free societies. Comment on this, if you would.
Oh, man. I just came across this. It's not in the booklet, but the left is pushing that America is evil and needs to be taken down. They say lawlessness in the streets, defunding the police, and this is Representative Ilhan Omar called for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and political system. That's what critical race theory wants to do. Critical race theory is against the ideas of individualism and freedom and peace. They say that's a conspiracy theory, which all of those people participate in to keep the minorities down. When its advocates are calling us a complicit system of racism, that's what they're talking about. They hate individual freedom. They don't want freedom and independence. They want an arranged society, Jim. That's exactly what they want. And they want to force all of us to go along with the idea of socialism and communism. They hate individualism, and they threaten every person who will not capitulate to what they want.
So, folks, and we've seen illustrations of that, people dining and being surrounded by those promoting this critical race theory to raise a fist or to lay down on the ground or take a knee or something to stand in solidarity with it. But this notion of a free society, folks, with critical race theory, that is out the window. Is there a connection between critical race theory and social justice?
Well, yeah, critical race theory is actually at the foundation of social justice. The social justice notion is they want to plan the activities and define what is right and how it should be done in society, Jim. The Black Lives Matter movement, the Antifa movement, they really, as the chant said, every city, every town, every precinct burned to the ground, you know. It's just in there. And if they cannot get people to meet their demands, they threaten them with trouble. And if that doesn't work, then they resort to violence. Guess what we have seen in Kenosha? Guess what we've seen in Chicago and Portland, Seattle, and now Philadelphia? It's all, we're going to get social justice, we're going to get our way, or we're going to burn it down.
Yeah, and we've heard that call for burning down. We've heard the chants of pigs in a blanket fry like bacon.
Fry like bacon, yes.
And other issues as well.
But here's the remedy. Their remedy for the critical race theory is to get rid of the Constitution. I mean, if we have time, I'm thinking of Christopher Rufo. And he says, critical race theory teaches that the United States was founded on racism, slavery, and oppression. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about that and the 1619 movement.
We'll be back in a minute. Pastor David Brown, our guest today, critical race theory, our topic. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Common Core for state-controlled public education standards in an ongoing attempt to dumb down the American educational system, a struggle that has raged for decades. To help parents and grandparents become knowledgeable on this issue comes the DVD, Escaping Common Core. In this presentation, you'll see how Common Core relates to previous initiatives, such as Goals 2000, No Child Left Behind, and Race to the Top. You'll learn about the influence of men like John Dewey and Horace Mann and their impact on education today. You'll see how Common Core brainwashes children and has a deliberate push toward globalism. And you'll learn how to set your children free from the clutches of Common Core. This DVD is over 60 minutes long and is a must-see presentation. Escaping Common Core is available for a donation of $18 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
Listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. David Brown, our guest today, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Oak Creek, Wisconsin. We're talking about critical race theory. And just as we were entering into that break, you were talking about the remedy here for ending racism.
Yes, I'm thinking of Christopher Rufo. In fact, in the booklet, it gives you where you can listen to him speak. But I started really getting interested in this because one of my teachers that goes to my church, they were trying to force her to accept this theory, and it was just off the wall. Mm-hmm. And then I heard Rufo on Tucker Carlson, and he identified this as critical race theory, and I started digging into this, and it was starting to sound, hey, this is what Black Lives Matter is saying, this is what the left is saying. And so Rufo says it teaches that the United States was founded on racism, slavery, and oppression. Listen to this now. And that our constitutional structure and the words of the Declaration of Independence and even the law as it exists today are merely a cover story for radical oppression, dominance, and hegemony. And that's dominance over a group, one group or another. The goal, listen to this, the goal of CRT is to deconstruct the principles around Western canon of law, around the Western canon of law, around rationality, objectivity, around science, math, and to destroy all of those.
My.
And so that's just like I was talking about earlier today. This lady on the Seattle City Council, she says, because we are coming to you and your rotten system, we are coming to dismantle this deeply oppressive, racist, sexual, violent, utterly bankrupt system of capitalism, this police state. We cannot and will not stop until we overthrow it and replace it with world-based, one-world government, world-based instead, and solidarity, genuine democracy, and equality. In other words, a socialist world.
Jam. Folks, again, it all goes down toward this one world government, one world financial system, one world religion. It's all heading toward that end. Let's move on. Yeah, there's yet one more teaching I'd like to talk about here of the CRT, and it believes that our form of government, and we're talking science, math, reason itself, that they're invalid because they're part of white and Western culture. Comment on that.
Yeah. Now, I have to, just before I tackle that, the ideologies, this ideology rejects science, reasoning, math. But remember what our Western culture was based on. Judeo-Christian ethic. They mm-hmm. talk about that. What is that? That is Old Testament, New Testament teachings. Originally, our law was based on Old Testament, New Testament teachings, being kind one to another, loving your neighbor as yourself, not stealing your neighbor's property. All those things are Judeo-Christian ethics. So not only are they against the principles of Western culture, but understand where the principles came from. But they just believe that knowledge is socially constructed. So they're saying that our system of knowledge, whether it's science or math or the way that we reason, it is the result predominantly of white Western men.
Hmm.
They say, hey, it reflects their values, their interests, and they say these ideologies of white people, they don't serve the people of color. True science, true math are objective and neutral, Jim. And I just want to tell you before we look at the alternative that they want, there is the principle of universality. In other words, if we were to say 5 times 5, if I gave you the problem to solve, and I had the problem to solve, and if you solved it a little different way than I did, let's say I put five apples five times and you decided, well, I learned that. I just know that it's 25. Mm-hmm. The principle of universality is it doesn't matter who solves the problem. They come out with the same answer.
Mm.
And they, CRT rejects that. They say black people, and this is racist in itself, but this is what they say. Black people aren't suited to or served by science or math. They're not served to do it. Or and Delgado and Stefanik, they're the ones who said that. They say storytelling. That's what black people need. They need lived experiences. It's the primary mold that black people learn and that's produced knowledge. That's completely bizarre. According to them, white Western people learn and gain knowledge by science and math and reasoning, and reasoning is the power of the mind to understand, and yet the black people, storytelling and lived experience are more suitable to the racial minorities. That's racist in itself, Jim.
And that's what's so interesting of this is that this whole critical race theory, it's not really a solution, but in a greater way is forcing more division in a us versus them mentality.
Yeah, actually, when we look at it, James Lindsay wrote this, quote, it undermines the capacity for critical thinking, teaching them to see the world in a us versus them way that oppresses them and associates them with harmful negative stereotypes that rigorous methods and what the white people have and not the black people have, so the black people are at a disadvantage. How racist is that?
Yeah, hence the 1619 Project.
Yeah,
there
the
as
1619
well.
Project. America started in 1619. What's about 1619? Well, that's when the first slaves came over and were auctioned in the United States. And so they say that's when the United States began. That's when, and what a lie.
Well, as you've evaluated this material, this matter, what conclusions have you drawn?
Well, I just have to tell you this. This is a doctrine of the devil. Our Lord said, blessed are the peacemakers. The advocates of critical race theory are not peacemakers, they're troublemakers. Our nation was founded upon the Old Testament, New Testament principles, Jim. We're to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're to realize that God hath made of one blood all nation. We're to realize that all of us are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Paul warned us that these worldly, sensual, demonic philosophies were going to come. And he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrines, but will, it says, after their own lust, will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall be turn away their ears from the truth. And here it is, be turned unto fables. That word fables is the Greek word muthos, which means myth. We're turning from the truth to myths. I'll just tell you what the Lord says in Psalm 11, 5 and 6, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, brimstone, and a horrible purpose. This shall be the portion of their cup. Friends, please do not capitulate to, do not be deceived into accepting this demonic doctrine of critical race theory. And it is infecting churches, even evangelical churches, some key names, Piper, some key names are accepting that.
Now, you have a booklet that you put together, a research booklet on critical race theory. How can our listeners obtain a copy?
Yeah, it's very simple. If they would just stick $2 in an envelope and or a check to David Brown and send it to P.O. Box 173, that's P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. We'll send you out a booklet that covers postage and the booklet. Please don't call the office. We can't take credit cards. I'm not set up to take credit cards, Jim. So if they want it, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, $2.
Just ask for the CRT book or
yes,
the Critical Race Theory booklet, and they'll get that to you. research on that goes over these teachings and the doctrines and the matters. And again, the foundation is a biblical worldview. So the scriptures that he referred to, you'll find those in the booklet as well. Again, just put $2 in an envelope, send the CRT or the Critical Race Theory booklet to Dr. David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin. And again, that zip code?
53154.
Okay, 53154 for ordering that booklet. Well, friends, we are going to open some phone lines. Maybe you've got a question on critical race theory, a brief comment, or a number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Know this. There are individuals whom this is being forced upon by their employers more and more, even though some of the this is through diversity training programs, wearing social justice slogans, other points of activism. I just saw an article from Eagle Forum on this issue, and they indicated that the belief that doing nothing is supporting the status quo. Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health declared in June that employees who do not get involved are part of the problem, saying we must each choose to be allies, as standing by idly or silently is to be complicit in perpetuating racist systems and structures. Pastor, that's something they're saying. You cannot stand idly by. If you are idle, you're part of the problem.
Yep, that's exactly right. If you don't open your mouth, then you're a white supremacist or you're a racist, that's for sure.
Rich is calling from Burlington. Hi, Rich, you're on the air.
Hi, I am a retired public high school science teacher who used to teach on the topic of the origin of life, and I used to teach two views. But one of the things I used to start with is I would ask my students a simple question. What if all of the schools in the country taught their students about the origin of life out of a book whose title is On the Preservation of the Favored Races in the Struggle for Life?
They
all thought it was going to be a really bad idea, and I told them, that's all you ever get in a public school, because the other title of that book is The Origin of the Species by Charles Darwin.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's a great point. Thank you, Rich. Great point.
Thank you.
Terry is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air, Terry.
What do you know of the fact that the white privilege idea was started by one female who had a personal experience and wrote some paper thesis about it? I heard that Jordan Peterson mentioned that one person started this. It was a personal experience.
Well, I think Max Horkheimer, in all of my research, she might have added to that, but Max Horkheimer in 1937 is the one who came up with the idea of traditional and critical theory. And that his ideas came to light in the early 70s by liberal legal scholars. It was kind of obscure at the time. Now, the lady certainly could have had input into that, but as I research and see what they were teaching in the law schools at that time, that's the basis of the critical race theory in my research, sir. But she certainly could have written something on it and added to it, but I don't think she's the originator of it.
Great. Thank you, Terry, for your call. Friends, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to more of your calls, but we are seeing this in all aspects of society. You've got now professional sports teams joining these ranks. The NFL.com just reported October 27th, 2020, that the Green Bay Packers pledged $250,000, $50,000 each, to five organizations in support of social justice and racial equality within Wisconsin communities. And it's happening in other sports teams as well. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Recently, someone called into my radio show and wanted to know why I would be opposed to the mosque, because after all, they're doing great social service things in the community. They're nice people. Why are you so anti-Muslim? Well, it's a good question, actually. First of all, I'm not anti-Muslim. I have nothing but love for the Muslim people. I want to see them come to salvation in Christ alone. What I am is opposed to Islam. And Islam is based on the writings of the Quran, the Hadiths. If you read these documents, you find out real quick They're not worshiping Allah. They're worshiping Satan. You'll find out their hatred of Christians and Jews. You'll actually find out about their call to eliminate the Christians and the Jews. You'll find out about the fact that they are fine with raping women that are not covered in a hijab. There are so many things we could say. And as to the community services, that's simply a ploy of Taqiyya to convert you to Islam. For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking about critical race theory today. Pastor David Brown is our guest. And if you missed that address for getting a copy of the booklet, just stay with us. We'll be giving it before the close of the program and letting you know how you can obtain it. Right back to the phone lines. Richard in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Jim. Thanks again for and Pastor David Brown for having such a program. Just listened to somebody on Monday evening in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They had a seminar on the same thing. But, oh, my goodness, that's so much information. You know, this phrase you use, theory of unproved, or a theory is an unproved assumption. Mm-hmm. Just think how long the unproved assumption of evolution has been taught in our public schools. And it is now, even though it is unproven, it is taught now as a fact. How about the whole LGBT agenda? Unproven that there is more than one gender, but they're teaching it as a fact in our schools. More than male or female is what you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for your. I'll listen for your answer on the air. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Richard. And again, it's gender being male or female. Pastor Brown.
Yeah. Well, the fact is that a long time ago, Goebbels said, "If you tell a lie long enough and often enough, people will believe it." And that's what happened. Even evolutionists of today, Jim, do not believe in Darwinian evolution. They believe it's completely crazy, but they keep coming up with new things because they've told that lie for so long. It infects all the programs. Same way with critical race theory. People don't realize how much this is into the public schools, how much this is into the workplace,
yes.
Jim.
Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Anonymous caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim and David. Thanks for the information. I just wanted to make a comment that I'm a former employee of a national laboratory that's funded by U.S. government dollars, and they have had this critical race training for all their employees, including upper management to the peons, since at least 2011.
Yes.
And so recently there was an employee who challenged management about this training, saying that it's divisive. Management wouldn't give in and said, no, we have to have it. So somehow a senator in Missouri, I forget the guy's name, was informed of this training, and, of course, they informed the Department of Energy, the Secretary of the Department of Energy, and it was investigated. And, of course, this training is thrown out. So because this man, who I don't even know if he's a Christian, he's a white guy, who says, hey, look, I grew up poor. I didn't have any privileges. But now, you know, President Trump said that no dollars can go to this type of training, which I'm very grateful for. But, you know, I don't trust this company or other companies and their diversity officers because it's just a matter of time when they want to wiggle this type of training back into the agenda. Hmm. And I've always thought that diversity, basically the bottom line of diversity training, just breeds victims.
Thank you for that call and that testimonial.
I don't have any disagreement with her. They're hoping that Trump gets voted out so that they can go back to their critical race theory training because there's so much vested in it, these big companies.
Thank you for the call here today. We're going to move to Salina, Kansas. Russell is calling. Russell, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've just got to comment, Jim, that the foundation of critical theory is a foundation of sand, and it depends on lies, apathy, and ignorance. That's my comment. Thank you for your program.
Thank you for listening.
That's it.
David in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Dr. Brown, for all of your work on the authorized version. We have to use the Word of God to defeat this issue. My children, I have four beautiful children. They're actually me, black, Jewish, and then Indian. Talk about persecuting, but they're like the four kids in the book of Daniel. The word race is not in the Bible. It's in the Bible, as you would know, in the concordance, as to run the race for Christ. But like you said, he's made of one blood all nations on the earth to dwell. And in the book of Revelations, nations, kindreds, peoples, and tongues twice appear at the throne of God. The word race came with the lie of evolution. We need to defeat that.
Thank you, David.
Love you.
Appreciate the call here today. Pastor Brown, why is this issue so critical for today?
Well, because it's so heavily in the schools, in the colleges, that our kids are being brainwashed to dump the biblical values. That's what's underlying the whole thing, as I mentioned to you earlier, Judeo-Christian ethic, Old Testament, New Testament values. And we could do a whole program on why socialism isn't biblical. But the fact of the matter is that they're leaving God out. They're defining relationships without God. They're not saying that we need to love one another, to love thy neighbor as thyself. They're trying to foment division, Jim. That's what the teaching of the critical race theory does, for the purpose of instituting socialism, Marxism, communism, whatever label you want to put on it, Jim.
And the concern, as we've heard testimonials even today or from other matters going, this is taking place in the workplace today. It's taking place within the educational system. And sadly, it's making its encroachment into the church.
That's exactly right. And it's going to, it's already in the liberal churches. Now it's in the evangelical churches. And they're buying this lie, Jim.
Again, your booklet, Critical Race Theory, it's entitled A Doctrine of Devils That is Captivating the Minds of Americans, Critical Race Theory. How is it our listeners can obtain a copy?
Just write to me, David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. $2 in the envelope, $2 check to David Brown, however you would like. That covers postage, and we'll send you out this 16-page booklet.
Okay, so just put the $2 in, ask for the CRT booklet. They'll know what that is. As you write, again, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. Folks, it's happening all over. I mean, here we just had a couple of employees at Kroger file a complaint against them for religious discrimination. Two conservative employees, Christians, refused to wear this mandatory rainbow hearts on their work aprons in the store because there was advocacy for LGBT. That's another whole aspect that's taking place there. Pastor, thank you for your research. Thank you for speaking out on this important issue.
Thank you for having me, Jim. God bless you.
Folks, again, that's P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. Send $2 and just ask for the CRT booklet. He'll get that sent off to you. Times in which we live, we need to be informed. Understanding of these times. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.